This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Mariel Sigard did a story for us last month pointing out that a big retail and consumer brand trade group, the American Apparel and Footwear Association by name, had asked the federal government to put Amazon on its list of, and this is the quote from the text, notorious markets, that's regulation, for counterfeit goods, as in there are a lot of them on Amazon. And we promised we would get back to you about some of the more suspect items that Mariel had gotten there. So here you go.
As soon as I hand Ariel Elia one of the items, she's skeptical.
It's just kind of in this Mylar bag.
Elia is an expert on counterfeit goods at the Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. The product in the Mylar bag was advertised on Amazon as a luxury fashion designer iPhone case.
But if it were to be from a luxury brand, it would definitely be in probably a beautiful box of some sort.
She pulls out the case. It's brown with gold lettering that says Louis Vuitton Paris. It has the LV logo on the back. She's already pretty sure it's a fake. And then I tell her it cost $22.99.
Oh my God. Okay. Louis Vuitton typically sells their cell phone cases anywhere from, if it's a simple one with maybe just the monogram, it's about $370.
Others cost well over $1,000. Okay, so we didn't need an authenticator to tell us that a $23 Louis Vuitton iPhone case is a fake. Trisha Torres has a rule of thumb for this kind of stuff.
You know, if something seems like too good of a deal to be true, yes, it is too good to be true. You're not getting the quality item that you think you're getting.
Torres is vice president of Aspects, a small company that makes bird feeders that sell for between $15 and $80. She emailed me after our last story to tell us that her products have been counterfeited and sold on Amazon, alongside fake designer iPhone cases like the one we bought, and fake handbags and sneakers and t-shirts and dietary supplements. A couple weeks ago, I visited the Aspects factory in Rhode Island.
All of the product that Aspects manufactures, everything that we make, ships from this location.
In 2016, Torres got a phone call from a customer who'd bought an Aspects product from a third-party seller, a company that uses Amazon as a sales platform. In 2018, almost 60% of Amazon's product sales came from third parties. That's where the counterfeit problem is. The customer was calling Torres about a hummingbird feeder.
Basically, it's a clear bowl that holds the nectar for the hummingbirds to feed from, and then there's a red cover that kind of just snaps on the top. And what happened is it just was not snapping on.
Aspects offers a lifetime guarantee, so Torres told the customer to send it back. Then she sent it to her supplier in Massachusetts.
They came back to us with, "We didn't make this."
The hummingbird feeder was a fake, but a convincing one. It even had her company's name and phone number on it.
A lot of sleepless nights started with that phone call saying, "How did this happen and what do we do now?"
She looked on Amazon and realized there were a lot of fake Aspects products. She ordered some.
And then as we got them here and looked at them, we could see minor details, spelling, things that were spelled wrong. The packaging was a little bit off. The color was off.
But customers would never know the difference until something went wrong. So Aspects paid nearly $10,000 to file its existing trademarks in the databases for U.S. and Chinese customs.
We basically made them almost like a show and tell. This is what is wrong. You know, this is what we're looking for.
A couple months later, officials seized a container of 3,800 counterfeit Aspects products headed from China to a street address in the Bronx, then another container. Even so, Aspects kept getting phone calls from disgruntled people who thought they'd bought its products. They'd say, "The suction cups on my bird feeder stopped sticking."
People will just be like, "Well, just send me the suction cups. Just send me the suction cups." And I'm like, "Okay, we can, but the problem is I'm replacing parts now for a product that I didn't manufacture."
The company tried telling people, "We didn't make this product. Please return it to Amazon." That didn't go over well.
Their knee-jerk reaction was that we were just being dishonest and not standing behind the lifetime guarantee.
Torres says this did irreparable damage to Aspects' reputation, and she estimates that counterfeits on Amazon have cost her company about $1.5 million in sales over the past few years. That's around 4% of Aspects' revenue. Amazon will take down listings of counterfeit products when they're pointed out, but Torres says it's a game of whack-a-mole.
Joe Bad Guy can already have started another storefront by the next day.
Amazon declined an interview, but it said in a statement that last year it blocked more than 3 billion suspected bad listings, that's Amazon's phrase, from its site. So far, courts have been reluctant to hold Amazon responsible for fake products sold by third parties. We bought a couple counterfeit items on Amazon, and since our initial story, the sellers are still active. One of them is currently offering an earbud case with the Gucci logo for $13.99. I'm Marielle Segarra for Marketplace.